She's real. She's Chicago. She's Robin Baumgarten. Watch Robin and the rest of the WGN Morning News team weekdays 4 to 10 on Chicago's very own WGN-TV.
Quite a busy day today as we get ready, not only with the weather, we get ready for these storms that are going to be moving through Chicago, some very severe, and there's a tornado watch right now in effect for the listening area. Mm-hmm. We also get ready for the storm that's about to hit Washington tonight as the president is going to make his first joint address to Congress. This is generally called the State of the Union when it's in the first time coming in role as president. So this is a joint address to the nation by the president. And A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics is standing by, and she's excited as all the rest of us are. And what A.B., what's interesting to me is you're getting a lot of leakage out of administration sources who are speaking on background about things that may be included in the speech. And this is one that is startling that and I don't know if this is getting floated or this is real, but he might talk about asking Congress to come up with a comprehensive immigration package, which not only includes the wall and some of, you know, and throwing out people who are criminals and, you know, faster enforcement and things like that. But he may be asking for a pathway to staying, not citizenship necessarily, but staying for migrant workers. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I think when you drop that at 3 o'clock, the day of the address, if it's not news that it's a big surprise in the address, and we don't hear about it tonight, then I think it's, you know, another kind of one of these things where they're kind of doing trial balloons and trying to divert, you know, away from other things. I'm surprised to hear it, and we'll see if it's really a serious proposal that he wants to go out on a limb on tonight, because I think his voters would like the border to be secured before you start talking about making arrangements for people here.
Yeah, but I think he's also been hearing from people. My guess is that when he's been sitting down with CEOs, and then today he sat down with the farming people, and he sat down with, and you know, the president, he likes, you know, he hears something, wants to say it almost immediately, right? So if he heard something this morning, he may want to add it into the speech tonight.
Right.
I mean, I don't think he's beyond that, but he did meet with farming and ranching people today, and there is a lot of concern in that industry about what's going to happen with more vigorous enforcement or people being afraid to be here.
Yes, there is, and there's always been that divide in the Republican Party that you've always had a big part of the leadership of the party on board for some path to legalization. Business has always, you know, gone their own way on this, providing lower wages and service jobs and really cultivating, you know, a magnet for these workers to come over the border and live here and work for really nothing. And so you have this divide in 2013, as you remember, Ryan Spreebus, who's now chief of staff, wrote the autopsy about Romney's defeat and talked about how if Latino voters or even, you know, Asians or others thought that their rhetoric was so hostile that they would never listen, they wouldn't become Republicans, they couldn't listen to the ideas about economic opportunity or freedom or anything because they'd so turned off this fastest growing demographic in the country.
Yeah.
So fast forward really quickly, and this is a party that is not in any shape now to do any kind of bill with a path to legalization, even though in the past you've had Rupert Murdoch, Sheldon Adelson, Karl Rove, Speaker Boehner, Speaker Ryan, the Chamber of Commerce, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, strong voices in the party, totally pushing the party toward down this path. So it's a really interesting divide, but I still don't think they're ready to deal with it.
You know, A.B., you can see by the guests that are going to be there tonight, the Democrats are inviting several immigration-focused guests, including one of our own representatives, Luis Gutierrez, and many of them are bringing in people, immigrants, and those who have made contributions, you know, despite discrimination, etc. So that storyline is there. Trump's guests were announced as widows of officers killed by people here illegally, and some a father and parents of a person or several people killed by those here undocumented immigrants. So you can see where the battle lines are drawn there and that it will be a subject of conversation tonight. And then you've got the Democrats, House Democratic leaders saying, well, let's be respectful tonight. That's all we ask. Do you think it's possible that that will happen?
Oh, I think you can make a statement respectfully. I hope that they will. I think screaming in the middle and, you know, being unseemly is a mistake. I think you had those protests on Inauguration Day that we had in downtown D.C. where people were breaking windows and hurting businesses, you know, do nothing to get the point across. It's anarchy. And I would really urge anyone trying to make a point to do it politely and respectfully, or no one's going to get the message. So if Democrats want to make a statement tonight about immigration with their guests, that's fine. But if they're shouting in the middle and interrupting him and acting like children, they're going to lose whatever effect that they want to have on the night. So I think you can do it nicely and effectively, and I hope that they won't get into bad behavior, just to get the cameras on them and the clicks and even raise funds afterwards, which I know in this environment you can easily do.
Has been happening, yes.
I've noticed.
We've heard an instance or two
of that. I've been getting emails from both sides asking for everything.
See this?
Joe Wilson, you remember the congressman, when he shouted, mm-hmm. "You lie" at President Obama, he had millions in the bank right away.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. Yeah. All right. So I got a crazy. I know, AB, that you're used to this now with me, but I got a kind of a crazy thought. I want you to fasten in for just 1 second. I don't know how long this is going to last, but I have had a sense, and I take this starting on Sunday night when the president didn't tweet about the Oscars. Now, he still was able to get his angst out by calling up Breitbart and complaining about him, but he didn't tweet. And I noticed Melania is there, right? Because she's going to be at the speech tonight. She's been in the White House today. And he had a bunch of signings of executive orders today. It's been a very good day. He's acting incredibly presidential. Now, I thought that the sit-down that he did with Fox and Friends, we'll play some of that. They taped that yesterday, ran this morning. It's he gives himself an A. You know, I mean, that's a little bit of, that's kind of classic Trump. But
yes,
are we seeing, I'm going to say this now, are you ready? Prepared?
Mm-hmm.
A pivot.
Well, I think, first of all, everyone, there is a learning curve, right? Everyone gets used to the job at some level, not that anyone can ever do it really well. I don't think anyone really can anymore in this polarized environment and given the media cycle and all that stuff. But he's obviously more used to it than he was 40 days ago, and you develop some kind of a rhythm. I do think maybe because his wife was there Sunday night, they had a ball for the governors, and maybe she's been there, and maybe her, his phone is in her purse or something. I don't know about that. But
that's
but
what it's, you suggest.
I think any kind of quiet is, serves him well, serves the Republicans well. Everyone else, across the country, no matter how they feel, are exhausted by all the chaos anyway. So I think it's interesting. He could be pivoting or it could be temporary. I mean, the thing is about Trump is he becomes, he's animated by his grievances. And so when he has one, the widespread voting fraud of this kind of stuff doesn't really seem to ever really go away. He has temporary relief from it, but things that bother him.
Yeah.
Number one. And, number two, he's getting down into a tonight is really a pivot, so to speak, into the next chapter, and the next chapter is grueling. It's really, there's no more, a lot of the leather framed, executive orders that he signs in his office, there might be a few more, but it's not about confirmations and nominations anymore. It's not about EOs. It's really about
policy,
slogging it out on this really tough stuff that the party admits in private they have no answers for. They're fighting over the border adjusted tax for tax reform. That's a once in a generation challenge. They're fighting over what to do about Obamacare. That's it, really, as we know, it's not impossible, but it's a nightmare. So they have they've made these huge promises, and he has to get down to the dirty details, and it's not going to be fun. It's going to be tough.
I hope that President Trump is very happy about this, because the Ohio Attorney General has actually found illegal immigrants on the voter rolls. Yes.
82 votes.
82 votes they believe in this last election. Now, he's only 4.9918 away from that magic number that he needs to get to.
But it shows that some work has to be done for the rolls. I mean, will it come up tonight? It may.
Yeah, but it's 82 votes. 82. 300 and something people in the state of Ohio. It's a big, that's, and I get it that it's there. Yes, yes. You're absolutely right. They do have to clean it up. But mm-hmm. I think that they're going to find that that's kind of what you're looking at around the country. But it didn't stop a lot of media agencies from going, see, there are illegal people registered. All right. AB, thank you very much. Appreciate it. AB Stoddard.
Thanks so real, much. Take care.
Real Clear Politics. Always takes some time for us, and that's always very great. And coming up on the other side, Ryan Burrow is going to tell us about Gary from Chicago. Uh-oh.
So much more has been learned about Gary.
Was I right?
You were right. I said that right? When I first came in. I said, wow, you called that
yes.
About Gary. But there's a story to be told.
Look at me. I'm like Trump. See, I told you.
So true.
So sad, really.